Hey, man, I tell you what, I'll be honest with you. I feel a rumble in my soul this morning. Well, I tell you what, I'm grateful to be in the house of God today. And I was thinking about when they were singing that Statue of Liberty. And I sang it in our youth choir in Cleveland, Ohio in 1980. And I'm glad that that statue still stands. But I'm glad, thank God, the cross is still standing too. That blood-stained banner is still waving this morning. I'm grateful for that. Hallelujah. I'm glad it'll never grow old. I'm glad, thank God, the devil has tried to stomp it out many a time. But I'm telling you, he's a loser this morning. That blood-stained banner, it'll always wave. Thank God, I'm glad it's real. I'm glad it'll last. Hallelujah. I bless the Lord this morning. I'm telling you, oh, bless his holy name. Hallelujah. What a great God we have. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I felt it sitting over there. I said, Lord, I don't know what I'm supposed to do, but I sure feel a rumble in my soul. Hallelujah. Boy, I like it when that happens. Amen. Hallelujah. Honored to be here, of course, as always, and thank God for the privilege. I'm going to try to do what God laid on my heart. Unusual message probably for a Sunday morning. I put this message together 3 years ago, never preached it. But God spoke to me last night. Psalms chapter 14 this morning. Psalms chapter 14. I want to honor the Lord. I begged him for his help. Oh, that he'd help me to deliver his word. I tell you, I pray we never get away from how much that we need him and how unworthy we are to be able even to stand behind a sacred desk to deliver the wonderful words of life. I've had the privilege for 41 years to open the pages of this book and to preach from his word. What a privilege, hallelujah, to handle the word of life. Hallelujah. Look in Psalms chapter 14. The Bible said, the fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. The Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. They are all gone aside. They are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. Have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread and call not upon the Lord? There were they in great fear, for God is in the generation of the righteous. Hallelujah. He said, ye have shamed the counsel of the poor, because the Lord is his refuge. Oh, that the salvation of Israel were come out of Zion. When the Lord bringeth back the captivity of his people, Jacob shall rejoice and Israel shall be glad. If the Lord would help me just for a few moments, I want to preach on this thought. The fool hath said. The fool hath said. Now we know that in Psalms chapter 53, that this is almost identical as Psalms chapter 14. We know that David wrote them both, but there are some differences. In Psalms 14, it is personal. In Psalms 53, it is private. In Psalms 14, it's pragmatic. In Psalms 53, it's prophetic. In Psalms 14, it's about the past. In Psalms 53, it is about the future. I want to say a few things this morning about a fool. You know what, really, a preacher, I can't get away from. I know he's dealing healing here with the people, our nation, creation, honestly, universal corruption. But I think about how that God has had you to preach about the prodigal son for several weeks now, 15 or more. And I happen to think that there's some still going their own way, still doing their own thing. Can I say, you're acting like a fool. You're trying to do your own thing. Can I tell you, I've been in this thing a while, and I've watched many of people that try to go their own way, and it never ends good. It always ends in tragedy. It ends in a mess. I tell you, turn around this morning. Run back to the cross, thank God, and get right with God, because you're acting like a fool. Amen. Can I give us a few things? Number one, we see a fool's definition in the Bible. It means to be evil. It means to be empty, self-confident, thick-headed, slow and dull, simple, heedless, and senseless. We see, number two, a fool's death in 2 Samuel chapter 3. David talked about Abner died as a fool. Brother Brian, you know why he died as a fool? Because he was at the gate of the city of refuge. He was inside. There was safety there. I've watched many of people die without God, and safety was just right inside. As far as I know, my aunt that died 3 or 4 days ago died and went to hell without God. And you know what? There was safety right in her sight. I witnessed to her. I preached to her. I'm telling you, I saw her weep. One day we got back out in my car. I picked her up for church, and I preached that morning, and we got in the car, and she said, "Honey, don't ever quit praying for me." And I said, "Aunt Dee, I won't, but why don't you get saved?" And she said, "I guess, honey, I've got too much pride." Here's what's amazing to me, that she was a harlot. She was a woman that gave away her children. She was a barmaid. She lived a wicked life. She had nothing to be proud about. What I don't understand is why somebody would want to hold on to that instead of give it to Jesus and change her life. I don't understand it. I called Friday night and talked to my cousin. He was probably drinking, because that's the way he lives. But he said, "I looked at Mom the day before she died. She was laying in a hospital." And he said, "Mom, you better get ready to meet God." And he said, "Fear come upon her face." He said, "I saw it in her eyes." You know why? Because she died like a fool dying. She knew the way. She knew Jesus would save her. She knew that there was a hope in the blood. She knew that she could have been forgiven. But instead, she died and went to hell because she died as a fool. If you're here lost, you say, "I believe in God," but if you reject Him, you're acting like a fool. You're trying to be a foolish person. My aunt woke up in hell, screaming, being on fire. When she was by the gate, there was safety there. There was the city of refuge. All she had to do was bow upon her bended knee and trust Christ and be saved. But she didn't, and she woke up in hell. You listen to me? A fool's death. Number three, a fool's despising. Proverbs 15 verse 5 said, he said, "A fool despiseth his father's instructions." You know what we're living in a day? The church is despising the instructions from the Word of God. We're saying, "Who is that man to tell me how to live?" That man isn't telling you. That man of God is telling you what God had to say. Amen. A fool's despising. Number four, a fool's deception. He said in Proverbs 10, verse 10, a deceptive heart and a deceptive hatred. Number five, a fool's doing. Proverbs 10, 23, he said, it is as sport to a fool to do mischief. Number six, a fool's desire. Proverbs 12, 15, he said, the way of a fool is right in his own eyes. Are you listening to me? If you're here this morning and you're lost without God, you think you're going your own way and it's going to turn out good. I'll guarantee you this morning, if my Aunt Dolores, who's only been in hell about 4 days or 5 days, if she could, I should trade places with you. And she wouldn't wait for an invitation. She'd run down this aisle and she'd get birth into the family of God. Oh, don't be a fool. I don't know who I'm a preaching to, but I'm a telling you, God, I'm telling you, told me last night, I want you to preach that in the morning. I'm telling you, God, he's throwing out the lifeline today. There's somebody, you're here today and you lost and you know it. You say, but I'm not rejecting God. I believe in him, but you've not received him. I'm telling you, I wouldn't go to hell for all the money in the world. Amen and amen. We see number seven, a fool's depiction. We find in Proverbs 17, 21, he said, it causes sorrow and sadness to his parents. I want to give you just a few things and I'll be done. We see, first of all, in verse 1, there is a fool's denial. He said, number one, there is no God in his heart. He said, there's no God. You know what he's doing? He's denying his reality, the reality of his existence, the reality of his excellence. He is denying his revelation, his revelation of creation, his revelation of the crucifixion. I'm glad, thank God, that Calvary is real. I'm glad, Brother Danny, that I heard old-fashioned preaching that gave me the gospel that told me I was a sinner, I was going to hell, but thank God there's a way out. If I'd repent of my sin and trust the blood, I'd get born again. I'm telling you, I'm glad this morning that I had enough sin. I was only 8 years old, but Brother Brian, I knew I was lost without God, and I knew Jesus loved me, and he died for me, and he would save me. And I'll tell you what I did. Brother Casey, I ran down to that old-fashioned altar, and I got birth in the family of God, and it's the best thing I ever did. Hallelujah. I'm glad. Hallelujah. Thank God that it is real. Amen. Deny his crucifixion. Deny his church, its people, its purpose, and its promise. Number two, not only a fool's denial that there's no God, but there's no governor. You know what that means? That means there's no rule in his life. He does as he pleases. You know what a fool does? He does what he wants to do. He don't care what the Bible says. Brother David, he don't care. He don't care what people say. Don't care what parents say. He's a fool. There's no rule. There's no ruler. He has no one to answer to. There's no reaping in his mind. It don't matter how he lives. It's just going to all be all right. I'm telling you, friend, if you die and go to hell, 5 seconds in hell will change your mind. You won't be there but 5 seconds, and you'll wish to God that you bowed on this side. Amen and amen. Then I say, there's no repentance to a fool. He does not feel sorry. He has no sorrow. I'm telling you, he does his own thing and goes his own way. Boy, but the end thereof are the ways of death. I'm telling you this morning, if I was here, I was lost without God. You know what I know? I know the Holy Ghost has been a-working from the beginning of the service this morning. You know what he's a-doing? He's a-knocking knocking on somebody's heart, and he's just saying, why don't you come? I want to change your life. I want to save you. Now, you've been putting it off long enough. Maybe somebody here, you've been in church for years, and you know you're lost without God. I'm telling you, you're a fool. You're a fool if you die and go to hell without God because you're afraid of what somebody would think or what somebody would say if you got saved. I tell you what we'd say. We'd shout with you and be glad, thank God, that you got it settled and you wouldn't die and go to hell. Amen. Oh, God, help us this morning. We find that there is a fool's denial. We see in verse 2 and 3, there is a fool's dismissal. You know what he did? He rejected him. You know what the Bible said? He said that they did not seek God. They wasn't looking for God. Listen, you know what? I'm glad God came looking for me. You know what? He came looking for you too. And if you're here lost this morning, he's looking for you. He's on your trail. Amen. Can I say, he said in Romans chapter 1 and verse 28, they did not want to retain God in their knowledge. You know what the world's trying to do? They're trying to remove God. The world's trying to change our history too. They don't like how we were founded on godly principles, and they're trying to change that and tear down statues of men that had character and courage, and they want to change it. But I'm going to tell you something. You can do all you want to and try to put God out of your head, and I'm going to tell you, you'll die as a fool will die. You'll be as Abner. You'll be at the gate of safety, at the city of refuge. You've probably heard me tell it 10 times about my brother John. Witnessed to him. He got preached to. But Jeff, tears running down his cheeks, raised his hand. He was lost. But died and went to hell without God. You know what he did? He died as a fool. Because, Brother Lamar, he knew the way. He was at the gate. He was at the gate at the city of refuge. He had opportunity. Brother David, he knew the way, but he still, you know what the devil told him? You're going to get well. He had leukemia, and he said, hey, you need to get out of here, and you're going to get better. And he said to me, I'm going to drink some more whiskey, wine, smoke some more dope. He never did. Died and went to hell as a fool. There's a fool's dismissal. He rejected him, but then he revolted against him in verse 3. He said, they've all gone aside. I'll tell you what the Lord spoke to me about last night, that there's some going the wrong way. And the pastor, we hadn't talked to him. He don't talk about y'all. We hadn't talked about nobody. But I'm just telling you what God spoke to my heart. He said, you better tell them they're acting a foolish way. There's some of you, you're not what you used to be spiritually. And it's because you're headed the wrong way. You're going down that prodigal path. Can you imagine the man of God that the Holy Ghost has led him to preach week after week after week after week? And Brother Stephen, can you imagine people listening to that week after week after week and they're still going the wrong way? Brother Danny, I don't understand that. I don't understand how that we could be that way. God help us that the God of mercy gives us a message and says, hey, get right with God. Get right with Him. I'm telling you, I don't know what God's doing in your heart this morning, but it may be that somebody, you've been going so far down that road a long time, he may be ready to drop the hand of judgment on your life. I don't know that. I just know what the Holy Ghost spoke to me about 11 o'clock last night as I was praying and begging God. He said, I'm telling you, somebody, they're going the wrong way. I say, turn around. 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 Don't act like a fool. Don't waste your life. Don't destroy your family. I say, turn around. I say, turn around. I say, turn around. Let God, the Holy Ghost, help you this morning. If God, I'm telling you, orchestrated this service this morning just for you, you'd be wise to do something about it. Amen. What if next week judgment falls in your family and you'll know it's because of you? Many years ago, I was with Phil Kidd, and he preached. He said, God told me to tell this congregation he's about to kill somebody. And the pastor jumped up and ran to the altar and said, it's me. Gotten involved in some things. Are you listening to me? Turn around. Do not be a fool and dismiss him. Can I say there's a fool's dismissal? Number three, there's a fool's degradation. Verse 1 and 3, he deals with the human character, how that man's total departure. He deals with human corruption, dealing with man's total defilement. Then the human consumption that he said all together deals with man's total depravity. Brother Terry, you know what's amazing to us? That God knew how degraded we were and yet loved us anyway. And how much we would fail him even when he saved us and saved us anyway. Well, I love him today because he first loved me. When he looked down and saw me above a bar living in a drunkard's home, he loved me. He sent someone to my house. He let me be born in a family with an old praying granny that prayed 3 hours every day. Glad she got in touch with God. I can remember peeking in that little bedroom at about 9 o'clock in the morning, and she'd have that old hair put up in a bun, and she'd be on the floor and her arms on that bed a-praying, and she'd call out my name. Oh, yeah. I tell you what that did. That got way down to where I live. I'm glad I wasn't a fool this morning. I'm glad I ran to the cross. Brother Stephen, glad I ran where there was hope. I ran to the city of refuge. I'm glad, thank God, I wasn't a fool and rejected. Don't be a fool this morning and rejected. I'm telling you, you say, what do I need to do? If you're saved and you're not right, don't be a fool. Get right with God this morning. If you're lost, get saved. Amen. We'll see if fools. Number four is disparaging the people of God. Verse 4, 5, and 6. You know what they do? A fool does. They persecute God's people because of their failures. They use their failures against them. They use their faith against them because of how they stand. Can I say this? If you're saved today and you don't have a lot of standards in your life, don't make fun of people that do. I've always appreciated somebody that stands closer than I do. Amen. I don't mock them and tell them they're super religious and they're fanatical. I say, thank God for that. Amen. God help me to get to that point. They use their faith. A fool uses their fortitude against them. The fact that they're willing to stand and not back. Not only do they persecute God's people, but they punish God's people. At the workplace, unfair regulations, stipulations on churches and ministry. And then they portray us as weak. You know what they say? Y'all use God as a crutch. You know what I say? Call it what you want to. Because I can't do without him. I can't do without him. I tell him every day I gotta have you. Every day I say, Lord, I'm gonna reach up and put my hand in yours. I wanna walk with you today. I need you. Brother Danny, they got that one part right. I can't do without him. Oh, I've got to have him. My day isn't the same if I don't get in there early and get in his presence. But Casey, I don't function good when I'm functioning in my flesh. I've got to have him. Amen. They say we're weak, but then they portray us as worthless and poor. He said in verse 6, you know why they call us poor? Because we don't live for wealth. We don't live for government handouts. account. What we live for is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And Brother Stephen, I got news for that crowd. We're not poor. We're worth everything in the world. I thank God I got a mansion on the other side. I'm going to walk down the street of gold. There's walls of jasper and gates of pearl. I'm telling you, we've got the best retirement out of this world. Hey, that crowd, they may mock. And they, that song, I believe Brother Danny sang it before, but they don't know. They really don't know who he is. If they knew him like we know him, oh, they love him too. Amen. I'm telling you, they may say, you're just as poor as you can be. I'd say, thank God, I found a treasure when I found Jesus, and it gives me pleasure more than the world can give. I'm about to have a spell. I'd say, glory to God, it's been good to be saved. I'd rather be saved than anything I know. Don't you ever feel sorry for me. I've got it made. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, listen. They may think that we're poor. All in their eyes. They just don't know how rich we are. Amen. Number five, we see a fool's deliverance in verse 7. We see hope and happiness. You know what the hope is in? Salvation. The happiness, he said, there's rejoicing. You know what? Foolish people are the ones that are sad. They're discouraged. 100-some years ago, before they gave people morphine to help them slip out of this life, Brother Casey, they would say things like, oh my God, I am lost. Oh my God, I'm going to the fire. Are you hearing me? I'm a telling you, friend, that's a fool. A fool's deliverance is salvation. That's his hope. And then number 6, and I'm done, there's a fool's destruction. You know, he said in verse 5, they were in great fear. You know where they're going to be in great fear at, Brother Brian? When they get called up and they come out of hell in the grave and they stand at that great white throne. They're going to be judged and then cast into a lake of fire. You may be here this morning and say, Brother Bobby, I believe in God. I don't deny him. I believe in him. But you're rejecting him, see, because you've not received him. And because you've not received him, then that makes you act like a fool. Because you don't know when you're going to breathe your last breath. You may be young and say, I've got all my life. No, you don't. Young people die too. It's heavy on my heart this morning that somebody's going the wrong way. We're standing. They're going to come and get us a song. God has been working here today. Would you come? They're going to sing. Would you let God help you today as we sing? Just as maybe.